I went through all the Yerushalmis. I found there. I can't find the Ksubos. Just go on.
Okay.
Just start.
Look it together. Okay, ham it out. Basula, normally you have other people in the shir. I don't know where they are tonight. So Akash Baruch Hu sent you. Akash Baruch Hu sent you, though. That's not Ashkach. Yes, it's on tape. Okay. Yes, he did. I like it now. Basula, Amona Grusha, a woman who's a Basula, however, she's an Amona, a Grusha, a Chalutza Minan Yisun, in other words, she was fully married to somebody else before. So with the second time around, Ksuvas Amona, she only gets $100 for a Ksuva. If they don't have Basulim, then so what? She still gets $100. It turns out she was lying and she didn't have Basulim. It wasn't expected. Hagiores Vashvui, the Gemara is going to discuss in great detail. Hagiores, a girl who was Megayer, Vashvui, a girl who was redeemed from captivity, Vashivcha, and a girl who was released from slavery, Sheniftu, Oshaniz Gairu, who were redeemed, or converted, or Nishtachru, or released, Yiseros Oshol Shorim Yom Echot, when they're old and 3 years old, so that if they were raped, they had not. They're no longer were of the age where the psulim grow back, which is under 3 years in a day. Ksuvasamana, the ksuva is $100, and there also is no tainus psulim against them. Even they claim they're psula, there is no tainus psulim. Ezli psula min anisuin. What is a psula min anisuin? Who is this woman who is a psula after a full marriage previously? Rabbi Yochanan, she was in the chuppah. And then Edem Edim Osar Shlon Evil, the witnesses testify that she didn't have any relations. Obviously, her husband dropped dead shortly after the chuppah, or something to that effect. So, even though she was fully married before, she's not considered to have had relations. Rabbi Yosef said, "Now Hodomara, this teaches us a fundamental thing. Our Mishnah: Nasa Isha Bechetzkas Pesula. If you marry a woman with the assumption she's a Pesula, Benim Tispul, and turns out she's a Peula." She still gets her ksuva of $100. That is an interesting thing. In other words, it means a woman who you married, stam a woman off the street. You married her and she said, "I'm a basula," right? And it turns out she was a basula, she still gets $100. Because it's the same thing as our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, this woman claimed she was a basula, right? We said, so nevertheless, she gets $100, and she doesn't lose that $100, even if they find out that she was a ba'ula. So Rabbi Yossi wants to extrapolate that it's true about any woman. If you assume she was a psula and turn out she's a ba'ula, she still gets $100. Similarly, if you marry a woman, you assume she never had any licentious relations, and you're the first one. It turns out she was Mizana. It's not a mekachtos that she should lose a ksuva of $100. Now, this is not so pasha to me. I actually didn't look up that lach, to be honest with you. But it's not so simple to me that this should be true, because it would seem to me that there's a difference between a woman who was already married beforehand, so that already diminished, like the Mara said before, there's a chain aspect. In other words, she doesn't have the chain, and that's why her ksuba should be $100, right? And she doesn't lose that, even if it turns out she wasn't a basula, as she promised, she was ba'ula, because anyway, she's damaged goods. But it's not so simple to me, the extrapolation that Mara's making, which is a woman who was purported to be, you know, pristinely pure, and it turns out she wasn't pristinely pure. In that case, maybe she loses her ksuva altogether. But nevertheless, Yushami's inference is that since in our Mishnah she purported to be a psula, there was edim that she wasn't a psula, right? That she was a psula, and turned out she wasn't a psula, she gets $100. So the Yushami extrapolates from that to all situations. That's anytime a woman was found to be a ba'ula, even though promised to be a psula, she still gets that $100 as a ksuva.
And the default position would be not to get any money at all. That she'd go out without any money.
We don't say that. Yerushalmi said we don't say that. We don't take that default. There is no case like that then. There really is no case where she loses her ksuva altogether. She only defaults down to 100. Okay? Says more further. Rabbi Lezer asked like this. Abal Shivcha. Now here, all the Rishayim and Achrayim changed the girsa from Mishucheres to Mishumeres. A Shivcha, who's had a warranty, though. Most Shivchas, they were released over age 3, no guarantees, right? But she had a warranty. She was pristine. I know how they warranted this. You know, who says she didn't chop her right on the side at some point? But all right, they warranted her. Ma, what's her status? Now, Haba'al, there's a big question, what's the Gemara, what is the issue the Gemara is asking about? But from language Haba'al, as opposed to somebody who marries, somebody who has relations with, it's an indication, according to most Achronim, it says we're asking about her knas. Somebody rapes or seduces a shivcha who was warranted to have been pristine and not to be a basula, so does she get a knas from the rapist? Okay? Shmini Mado, it's here from this. Yochel abo shivcha ramis. Yechayav, do we save somebody has relations with a shivcha? A woman is still a shivcha, right? Is yechayav to pay knas? No. Tamu lomar. Mahori marena lo lisha. He should take her speedily for speedily and with dowry to be a wife. As sheyesh lo havaya bra, somebody with whom he can have marriage, contact the marriage, that person gets a gnas. You also shivcha, and here instead of the word omi, the achroim say it should be aramis. You also shivcha aramis, as opposed to a shivcha knainis or aramis, she'en lo havaya bra, which she has no... kiddushin, right? Now says the Gemara, mipnei she'ein lo haba avaya. Why is the marriage not a valid marriage? Because why is there no knas? Because there's no marriage. Haim yesh lo avaya, but it sounds like that's the only impediment. But were it to be a case where their marriage would be a possibility, so then yesh lo knas, then there would be a possibility of knas. Even though she was a shivcha, so the chor, if she was a shivcha, she loses her cheskas pesula. We assume she's not a pesula. So it must be, know that there are indeed cases where shivcha can be meshumeretz, and then she gets a knas if you have relations with, if you rape or seduce her, right? Because what's the case? With shivcha meshumeretz, who was released.
Maybe the knas is that he has to marry her.
Yeah, but it seems like the two things are connected. The marriage and the knas are connected. Says the Gemara, and from this we can extrapolate, she has knas as well. I'm Rabbi Yudan, v'chibi knas adover toli. Are ksuva and knas linked to each other? Harei bogeris, a girl who's over 12 and a half. Ain't no knas, if somebody rapes her, seduces her, there is no knas. Yet she gets $200 as a ksuva. And vice versa. If a woman is warranted to have been a besula even after she was fully married to somebody else, because there is edus, yesh la knas, so she does get a knas. So the two, but despite that, her ksuva is only a mana. So therefore, you have no proof that her ksuva is $200. They're not necessarily related. Knas is one thing, and ksuva is another thing. And never the twain shall meet. Could be she doesn't get a ksuva of $200, she gets a ksuva of $100. Furthermore, it says Rabbi Zira, I'm Rabbi Zira Kumi Rabbi Mona, the truth is that you have no right at all, even for knas. Because it could be that the only time you give a knas, maybe that price which says that im yesh ba avaya, she gets a knas, that if she's susceptible to marriage, she gets a knas, that's only talking about a girl who was redeemed when she was under 3, right? And that's what he says. When they were converted or released, less than 3 years old in one day. So it says maybe that's the case. So and maybe in fact if shivcha mishum meres, but released after she's 3 years and one day, maybe in fact she gets no knas whatsoever. So he said, he doesn't like that so much. He says, if they're converted or redeemed under 3 in 1 day, there's no chiddush. So therefore it seems like he wants to say that in fact it's a shivcha mishu meres who was released over 3 in 3, because otherwise there'd be no chiddush. And therefore it comes out, it's not clear, there is no conclusion in the sugya. The sugya stops here. But it seems like the Gemara is inclined to say that Shivcha Meshumeres would get a knas, right? As long as she was, even if she was released over 3 years in 1 day. However, ksuva is not linked to that, and she will not get a ksuva of $200. She will only get a ksuva of $100. Okay? Because she doesn't have the status of a woman who was a psula from, as Yisrael from birth. Okay. Sezmar, or from under three. Sezmar, suma of island is Yisrael times psula. If a girl is blind, or a girl is an islandist, there's still a tiny besulin. Now, of course, you're wondering what the chiddush is, right? Suma ain't a tiny besulin. If a girl is blind, you can't, the husband can't tiny against her tiny besulin. Why not? Mataima. My tiny mayor, who says you can't tiny tiny besulin. Aniomer, I say, matzah of ebay. He fat besulin. But he then, since she couldn't see what was going on, he took the psulim and absconded with them, destroyed them. So therefore, he doesn't have time to psulim. Ma time the rabbana? That's the case. What's the latch rabbana? He chayli latovso. She can grab. It's kind of an interesting thing to imagine. I don't think you should dwell on it too much. But immediately after that relation, she says, "Okay, give me the sheets." You know, so that way. Tug of war. Yeah, kind of romantic first night. Anyway, So they had the more functional views of marriage. So
you had the witnesses right outside.
Yeah, the witnesses are outside the whole time. That's right. The Yecholi the Tufso, Ma Avadlah, Rav Meir. So what does Rav Meir do with that? Taka, she should grab onto the sheet. Yecholi Tchosam Barok. No, he could without grabbing onto the sheets, he has another way of doing disposing with her absolute by using saliva to dissipate it in the sheets, especially if there's very little blood. So that way, so he can cause her problems regardless. So therefore, we generally don't give him a sumatized absolute. Tani, this is a very similar gemara. Actually, this gemara to the gemara we had in the Yavamis. How long we assume goes by before a yavam does did bia? How long can he restrain himself? Tiny besulim ad shloshim yom. You can, up to 30 days, the husband can claim that he had relations and they didn't find for his wife besulim. After 30 days, we say he should have come earlier. Chachomim miyad. No, he's got to come the next day, because we say a person doesn't restrain himself more than a day, he must have had relations with her already. And if he had relations with her already and he's good and mad, he would have come. We don't give him any time. Monica, what do we say about this work? Im b'shebal, if you talk had relations, miyad, then immediately has to go to the basin. Im b'shebal, and if you didn't have relations, afilu la'achar, the carbonated takes out the next 2 words, even though we can fetch them in, but it's not necessary, we can just take them out. Afilu b'shebal, im b'shebal, afilu la'achar kamo, even if it's after several days, right? Even after 60 days, if you didn't have bia, Elokeinu Kayam Mitzvah, says Mar, you're right. But we're talking about Bistam, where we don't know precisely when that bia. Rameir said people can restrain themselves up to 30 days after the chasna, and therefore he's believed to say within the first 30 days, any of those days that he had bia for the first time. Rabbanan, men are animals. I feel you, Mami, that's a person who doesn't even restrain himself 1 day. So the moment we know they had yichud, we assume that they had bia. If he doesn't come the next day, then we say you're just scheming and plotting against her.
Unless she was a nida.
Right, unless she was a nida, or they tried and didn't succeed. Rami Meir ba maushi adam nem shneman lomar of the Rami Meir. In a different realm, not the realm of Tanis Pesulim. But according to Mayo, says a person has believed that he can restrain himself for 30 days. Can you say, Mati Atzmi Shloshim Yom? Can you say, I restrain myself for 30 days? Can you have Sosis of Lach Tuki? So that a kid born 7 months after the marriage, he can say, I don't know if it's mine. Right? Because, or to make the presumption it's not his, I should say. Because he says, oh, this kid was born in the time period when I didn't have relations with my wife, because I withstood the first 30 days. It's only 6 months since I actually had relations with my wife, so I cannot be the father. Now, that doesn't make the kid necessarily a mamzer, because it could be she had relations, you know, before she was even betrothed. That's not the issue right now. But the question is whether he can cast aspersions on his own father's fatherhood by saying that I waited. Okay? The Shmini Adol, let's hear it from here. Hayavama Shalom Rav Silk Shloshim Yom. Yavama said, this is the case I have in the Yavamas, Yavama says within the first 3 days, Loni Valti, that I didn't have relations. So we assume that she's telling the truth. And Kovina Soshi Achlotzlo, we compel her to give her a chalitza. Right? Because we assume that she's telling the truth. Now, this is, even if he says he had relations with her, and therefore it gets suffices, we say no. We assume you didn't have relations with her, we compel you to do chalitza. If after 30 days she comes and says, I didn't have B.O. with him, and he says he did have B.O. with her, so all he has to give is a get. But since she's Shavi and Achikadil the Surah, she put herself in a situation where she claims that he never had beer with her, so she requires Chalitza as well. So at this point, if it's after 30 days, we're skeptical. We say a person doesn't restrain himself for more than 30 days, so therefore only Mevakshim and Shavi, so we request him to do Chalitza, but we don't compel him to do Chalitza at that stage. Vam Rabbi Lezer, said there, Dray Mary, that's going to be a mayor. Right, the mayor is the one who said she will restrain for 30 days. Vam Rabbi Lezer, here's the punchline. Vam Rabbi Lezer said, Lo Shano Etzla. It's only vis-a-vis her that she can claim that he restrained himself for 30 days. And we believe that the first 30 days, when she claims that he restrained himself, that he probably did restrain himself. Ha'etzel Tzaraso Lo. But not vis-a-vis her co-wife, meaning that in terms of the co-wife could assume immediately when he got her first opportunity he had relations. But it's vis-a-vis herself, she's believed to say, I didn't have relations with him up to 30 days. Because maybe he can restrain himself for 30 days. But vis-a-vis a co-wife can get remarried immediately. Because the co-wife says, even Rav Meir agrees, that vis-a-vis the co-wife, we assume that he never a person doesn't restrain himself, and then he already had relations with the co-wife who was a candidate for Yibum, and therefore the other co-wife who therefore gets off the hook may go on and marry immediately, right? So Kamada Tamar Taman Lo Komi Mena Lochul B'Tzarasa, just like you say over there, she does not have the right to deprive her co-wife of her freedom by claiming that she didn't have relations the first 30 days. So to hear Lo Komi Mena, he doesn't have the capacity Lochul Limno to cause his son trouble. Rather, we say that we assume that the son is actually his son. In other words, the 30 days are only vis-a-vis the wife, but not vis-a-vis anybody else. Now, that's a fascinating thing. I just want to say off on a tangent here. Because there's a halacha in Bava Basra and elsewhere which says that her father's believed me din yakir. There's a halacha called yakir. Kiyam is abchor ben asnua yakir. Right? And yakir means that father's believed to say whether his son is actually his or somebody else's kid and a mamzer. And here, l'chayah, we should believe him because of yakir. Right? Because he can say, this is not my kid. He's believed to say that. Any father is believed to say his kid is not his kid. But obviously Yaakov won't apply here because he's not saying it's not my kid. He's saying, I didn't have relations with her. And that is the difference. He's believed to say, this is not my kid if he's addressing the kid directly. But here he's saying, I didn't have relations with my wife the first 30 days. I don't know what his status is. We're supposed to infer, well, if he didn't have relations the first 30 days, then must not be his kid. But that inference we do not make. That's what his conclusion is. That discussion which he's having with his wife is localized vis-a-vis his wife, whether she had relations in the first 30 days and vis-a-vis Tanya's Basulim and those issues. But it has no, we can't extrapolate from that to his credibility vis-a-vis his son. So if he said something directly about his son, he would be credible. If he said something indirectly like this, he has no credibility vis-a-vis his son. The din of Yaakov is only when he makes a direct pronouncement. Okay?
Yeah, but that's the next logical inference. He says that I didn't relate for 30 days and my wife is pregnant.
It's not a logical inference. It's a chesh mishpat inference. In other words, here we're dealing with chazakas of chiyuv, mamon, ksuva, things like that. So therefore, it's not necessarily a logical inference to infer vis-a-vis the halacha of Yakir. Especially since Yakir in and of itself is a chiddush, that fathers believe on the son. So we're not going to take it any more than the chiddush actually in the Torah, which is that if you make a direct pronouncement, not any more than that. Okay. Halacha Itzachamuf. Mishnah, which actually we've had several times in Ksuvas Array, but not as a Mishnah, as a Gemara. Halacha Itzachamuf Yehuda, some of you who eats by his in-laws in Yehuda, Shalom Be'edim, without constant witnesses, and a Yochel Iton Tainas Besulim, the Lord loses right to Tainas Besulim. Neshum Yisyachimah, because in Yehuda, they used to have seclusion with each other. And guess what happens when you seclude a fiancés together, or what's very liable to happen. Period. Echor Amonis Yisrov, Echor Amonis Kohanim, whether it's a widow from Yisrov, widow from a Kohen getting married the second time, Ksuvas Amon, the Ksuv is $100. However, based in Shal Kohanim, the basin of Kohanim, who were based in to keep up the status of the Kohanim, the basin for the preservation of the lofty priestly status. They would not allow a psula from the priestly family to get married without a ksuva of less than 400 zuz, a ksuva of more than 400 zuz or more. Did not protest this. They allowed this arrogance, I guess one could say, to continue. And the Gemara is going to address that. Now here, this gazette, which the Gemara brings down here, is also brought down the kitzer in the Bavli, but it's much more expanded here. But Ishara Gazu Shmad Bihuda. And Bavi does not draw only between this Mishnah and the Shmad and the Gzeira, but the Yerushalmi does. Originally, there was a Gzeira Shmad Yehuda, an oppressive decree by the government. And why did they make such a decree? Again, this is not in the Bavli. Shkem Esoyes Lem Ma'avoyes, they had a tradition from the forefathers, Shehuda Harag Esesos. They Yehuda killed Esav, so they wanted to get back. And it's almost like, the Christians, only in the week killed Yashka, right? Right. So the Eretz Yisrael says this indicates that it's the Romans who made this gzeira, but elsewhere their midrashim will say it's the Greeks who made this gzeira. Well, what was the gzeira? The gzeira is that any psula gets married, she has to have relations first with the local general or whatever the case may be, the hegemon, the governor. So in any event. So why they make this there? Because that a kabbal Yehuda killed Esav. The Chassid it says you have chabar efevecha. Your hand, meaning Yehuda's hand, is against the neck of your enemies. For you olchim umeshabni b'hem, and they were making decrees against the Jews to make them slaves. Ve'ontim espinosem, they're raping their daughters. Because when they made decrees, shea istartius. Their nobleman or officer should be boiled chilah, should have relations with a woman before she goes into and lives with her husband. Yiskinu, so they made takon, and this is in Yehuda. So Yiskinu, they made this takon, sheyeh ba'ala ba'alea oda ve'savia. Interesting. The origin of this takon of the Yichud in Yehuda, did you ask me about this? So I didn't know because I didn't know this Yerushalmi. Okay? So he made a takona that first her husband should have, that as fiancés, as betrothed individuals, they should have relations with each other. Shemitok sheyoida, since once she has relations with the husband, she'emas ba'alea alea, she's already afraid of her husband, odi nigreres, she'll be pulled back. In other words, she won't stay with the Greek guy, or the Roman guy. Had she not had relations first with her husband, then she might, she said, oh, this Greek's not a bad lifestyle. Remember the Greeks, so he wanted to remain, her to come back. So therefore we had her have relations with her Jewish husband after betrothal. So then she'll come back. That's the Korban Eda. The Pnei Moshe says, a different shot, Pnei Moshe says that since once she has relations with her husband, she'll try and avoid having relations with the guy. Either nigreres means she'll drag herself away from him, or he has another gift, so nigderes, she'll fence herself off. But it's not so much more that way for the next line of the Gemara. Although you can parse the next line to make it go like the Pnei Moshe, but it reads more readily at Korban Eda. And what it says, Mikomakom ain't suffered boil misteratius. Anyways, and she's going to have relations with the Isteratius, right? And that's going to ruin her. So what point is there to have her have relations first with her Jewish husband? Says Mark, that won't ruin her because Anusahi, she's raped. Vanusa Mutas leads Lebesa. And her rape victim is allowed to go back to her house, in other words, to her husband. Okay, that's good for regular Jewish women. But what about Kohanos? Right? Kohanos, even if they're raped by a goy, they're still forbidden to husbands. Mayuosis, so what would they do? Matminos. They would be hidden. So this is where we had Mino Apinosis, so why don't we hide even the regular Jewish women? So you call Yaitse. If they're all hidden, so they'll find, they'll go look for them, right? So let's say we only hit the Kohana, so it wasn't so obvious.
Why don't they have secret Kiddushin before, and then it could be a legal before the general
case? Well, they had Kiddushin, but they didn't have Nisuin.
Well, I mean Nisuin.
I don't know, I guess because Nisuin had a call, because then they would come. Just say maybe there was a chance that they
just
wouldn't come.
Ceremony,
no, the Gemara's going to talk about that. Yeah.
If the decree was that the Asteritus would be bald Chila,
yeah,
then once she already had relations, wouldn't that, then she shouldn't have to then go to the Hegemon?
Maybe that's part of what the Pnei Moshe means, but it seems to the Gemara, that they're willing to take second dibs. The main thing is that they got some part of the action. So says the Gemara, so if they would have hit everybody, so they would both get mixed up and get caught together. Now, they used to make Kiddushin and Mishtos for the Chasnas, and they used to make it on the sly. Masimon Elam, Kol Migros Bayir, if there was a sound of millstones in the city, Mishtesham, they knew there was a Chasna in the city. That was like, I guess the Simon was, I didn't even think of this before. You know, it says, Rechaim Bitzavoro, Viasuk Vatura. It says, a guy who gets married, it's like he has a millstone around his neck. How's he going to go learn Torah? So they wanted to make a Simon. Hey, another guy's falling victim to the millstone. So they ground the millstone, says the Simon, that a guy is getting married. Okay? If there are a lot of candles lit before a chayil, so then everybody knows Shavuot ben, there's a bris milah there. There's one interpretation, Shavuot ben is Shom Zohar, but most interpretations are bris milah. And that's why we have Afal Pisha Batal Hashmad, Aminik Labatal. And even though the Shmad is canceled, the Minik is not Batal, we light candles by bris milah to this very day because of this. And he says here, that's one interpretation, actually. There's another interpretation, which is that even though the Shemad was Batal, the Minhag of Yichud in Yehuda was not Batal. That's actually more in line with the Korban Eidah and the Pnei Moshe here. They say that what Minhag was not in this Batal, that even after these Greeks or Romans went away, they still had Yichud in Yehuda. And the Gemara says elsewhere, the reason why they had Yichud at this point is because they should leave old gospel. It's like premarital counseling, you know, that they should have some relationship with each other. But relationships very often went downhill to relations.
Do you know anyone that lights candles at Bris Milah?
Yeah.
Because of
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Kalos Shrav Yeshua, and as a result of the Minhag not being bought, though, it's amazing the Gemara actually tells us this. I'm amazed that the one actually tells us. Chos Rabbi Yoshia, the daughter-in-law of Rabbi Yoshia, Nichnasa Muberes, she went to her chuppah pregnant. Isn't it amazing the one actually tells us that? So the minute continued, and the minute continued with the same results. Okay. Tani, we learned, going back to our mission, said, Amona Masayim, Amona gets, 200 zuz. I mean, this is not actually our Mishnah, but this is a contradiction. When a bride someone gets 200 zuz, how could this be? Tani, we looked at our Mishnah. Echad Amonis Yisrael, Echad Amonis Kohanim. The Seder is actually a different place, but it's like our Mishnah says, both Amonis Yisrael and Amonis Kohanim, they get, this is also part of the Kasha. They get 200 zuz. How could that be? So I'm Rabbi Yisrael, Rishi said, I'll tell you. Mistabra makes sense to say this. How do we reconcile these prices with our mission, which says Amon only gets $100? Mistabra bas coin li Yisrael. If a bas coin marries Yisrael, and this is the second time No, still the first time around. So the first time around. Actually, I'm not sure, you know. I made a little mistake. Let's go back to the last line on the previous page. Tani Amon Masayim. One bride says Amon of 200. Tani Echor Amon of Achor Amon of Kwanim. Kasei Rezeh, that they both get 100. So it's a contradiction. So how do we reconcile this contradiction? So Rabbi Yezir said, Mistav Rabbas Koin Lisroel. Says like this. When it says in our Mishnah that they used to take 400 bucks for the daughter of a Kohen, so it makes sense to say that that's a Bas Kohen who's marrying Yisroel. So there, Tikveh, she gets 400 bucks for her, as opposed to 200 bucks. Sheshivta Goyveh, because her tribe is the one which collects, because they're Choshim, right? Bas Yisroel Kohen, however, if the Bas Yisroel marries a Kohen, Lok Tikveh, Shirksuva is not 400 bucks, just a regular 200 bucks. Lo Mistaya, is it not enough for the Slika Lekuna? The Kunta isn't good enough that it should be chashim enough for her that she's going, she's becoming a Kohenis. El Tema, the Tigba, rather, you want to go further and say that she should get 400 bucks? A chutzpah! It's chashim enough that her husband is condescending to marry her. You want to give her 400 bucks for a ksuma? I said, Lo Mistabra da Elo Chalifin. And Yushami Lish, the Lo, very often is a contraction for da Elo. So Lo Miskabra Da Ela Khalifin. Doesn't make sense to say that, but rather the exact opposite. Bas Yisroel Kohen, if a Bas Yisroel marries the Kohen, Tikveh, she should get 400 bucks as a Ksuva. Why, the Slika the Kunta, she's going up and she be becoming Kohenis. Bas Kohen, however, Bas Kohen is marrying Yisroel, Lo Tikveh, she shouldn't get the 400 bucks. The Nechisa Min Kunta, she's going down and losing her Kohuna. So if we have a machlok, it's where they get the 400 bucks. Is it a Bas Yisroel to Kohen or a Bas Kohen to Yisroel? Rabbi Yisrael Boon said, now getting back to the previous case, actually, the story about all the cases, Bas Yisroel to a Kohen, Bas Kohen to Yisroel, and even by an Amona, who's getting remarried, they doubled everybody. 200 to 400 and 100 to 200. Why is that? According to the Bryce, which says that Amona Bas Kohen gets 200. Kedeshia Adam Dabik Mishifto Mishbachto. Very strange. But Chazal sanctioned this in order that everybody should stick to their own Shevet. It's an amazing concept, because who cares? Nowadays, we don't really care. But Chazal did care, and therefore they sanctioned the Kohanim raising the ante to 400 in order, and 200 by Amona. In order, according to the Bryce, which says that they raise the ante even Amona, in order to preserve the lineage in Am Yisrael, Kohanos should marry Kohanos and Israelios marry Israelios.
I seem to recall that somewhere.
We have a Gadot to Gemaras, which say that you know, somebody should stay within their tribes. But this is more halachic, you know. It's actually telling us that they change the value of the Ksuva based on that. Anyway, it's matters that we don't change the value of the Ksuva regardless of who's marrying whom.
We don't know really who's Kohanim,
right? I don't know who's Kohanim either, so therefore we don't change it. Okay. Hanosi Tisha below Matzal Absulim. But so if somebody marries a woman and he doesn't find by her Absulim, he'll marry. She says, it's your tough luck. Mishe Rastani Neanasti, I was raped after we got betrothed. The Stachva Sadeu, and it's your field which was flooded away. Meaning it's your tough luck. Because I got raped under your watch. So therefore it's your loss. Woman, he says, baloney, loki el acheloi restich. It's before I betrothed you. V'la mikri mekachtos is mekachtos. Now, not a mekachtos that the kedushin is bato. Rather, that she should only get 100 bucks for a ksuva, not 200 bucks for a ksuva. Right? So, gamliel v'rabi lezer omim nemenes. She's believed to say it was after the marriage. Rabbi Shumay loi pian okhaim, we do not subsist on her say-so. Rei becheskas bula, we assume that she was bula before the betrothal. Achiloti sares v'itoso, and she led him astray. Achitavi ra'elid v'elash, she could bring proof for what she's saying elsewise. Rabbi Yirmi asked a question. He said, "Me'at, if that's the case, like our ain't times b'suli krav lo krav gamli or krav lezer krav Yeshua." It seems there's no times b'suli krav gamli nor krav lezer, rather krav krav Yeshua. Because anytime he says, "Hey, you didn't have b'sulim," she says, "Yeah, but I was raped under your watch." So it's your tough luck. So where do we ever have Titus Basulim? She can always worm her way out of it. So says the Gemara. The Chazav Amar, then Rabbi Yirmiyah reneged. He said, "Yesh Tanis Pesulin Krem Gamliel Krebi Lezer." No, it's possible to have Tanis Pesulin Krem Gamliel Krebi Lezer too, but Shotekes, right? Where she doesn't respond. In other words, if she responded and said, "Take that it was Nista, the Misha Nista, Nista Arasti, Misha Rastani, once you engaged me, so then Take there is no Tanis Pesulin." But feel tame, and then the Moran says, "I feel tame bim daberes." Even if she speaks out, bomeres, we're talking about bomeres matzav ibed. If she clashes with him and doesn't answer him directly, I mean, she says, not well. Actually, she does answer directly, not indirectly. The way for her to be zoicha is if she says misherestai ne'anasti. Well, if she says baloney, I have b'sulim. He says you had none, and she said I did have. They got lost. So in that case, there is a tainus pesulim. But there's no tainus pesulim, she responds to his tain in a way which farenfers it, in a way which, you know,
it's like a medial deflexes.
Deflects it. But not if she clashes with him. What migo?
The migo is, we're saying the believer on one tain.
No, we're not saying that.
Sure.
No, we're believing if she says mirshes tani nasti. We don't believe if she says I had and I lost Miko that she could have tied him, Misha is standing there nasty.
We don't believe in the second one at
all. Right. Oh. We don't believe her that. Yeah. That's the point. So says Mar, wait a minute. Bomeris Matsum and a few tabum daberis minus. Why shouldn't believe when she says Matsav Ibrahim? Now actually if she says Matsav Ibrahim, the reason she's believed, it should be because of that halakha principle of bari v'shema bari adif. You know, bari v'shema bari adif means that she's clear, she's adamant, she says she knows. He doesn't know. He says maybe it happened after you got engaged, but maybe not. So bari adif. But the person's bari is superior. Now we pass, and that's only true if the person's bari has a mik or a chazaka. It's not just enough to have a stronger tiny, you have to have evidence for your tiny. Doesn't have to be the evidence of Aiden, but it has to be Migor Chazaka. So here, if she says, so the Gemara is asking, let her be believed, if she says, Ibeid Umatsa, Ibeid, right? It got lost, but I did absolute, because she's still a Bari. She knows what happened, she knows she was a Psula. And she claimed she was a Psula, right? Why is that not sufficient? Granted, that he's claiming she wasn't a psula, but he doesn't know under what circumstances.
Well, how credible is she to be a witness?
Well, Amisha says she's credible, so why is she credible even if she says Ibidu Matzo? That's Gemara's question. So says the Gemara, no, you can't say that. Leis Yachil, Damar Abidu B'Sher Melezer, B'Lila said name Rev Lezer, Matzo Pesel B'Sulah, if you found the opening open, also the Kaima Mishum Savik Soita. You're not allowed to keep her because she's a Suffolk Sota, right? It's the question whether she was a Sota. So, in other words, if the reason why she's not believed, if she says that, Avat, is because, unless she addresses the point of her not being a Suffolk Sota, right? Because he's afraid that she's a Suffolk Sota. Because he says, listen, the Pesach was Pesulach. And that's something which we can't take away from him. Because he's Shabi and Afshi Chatiha Disura. Says, I found it open. So, and once we say, believe him on that vis-a-vis himself, we also give him credibility vis-a-vis causing her to lose her Ksuva. If she just goes against him, as we say in Hebrew, Rosh Berosh, you know, head on, and says, no, I was a Pesulach, it won't help her. It won't help the situation, because he's bound to live by his own perception that he found the Pesach Pesulach. The only way she can undermine that is if she can farenfer. She can say, you know why you found the Pesach Pesulach? Of course you found the Pesach Pesulach. But not because I'm awesome, but rather because I was raped after I got betrothed to you. So she's got to give a response which addresses the Pesach Pesulach issue which she's confronted with. So to just deny it, to go into denial, won't do him any good, and therefore does her no good. But for her to say, yes, you found the Pesel Pasuach, but this is why you found the Pesel Pasuach, in that case, we give her credibility. And that means that as long as she must say, not ebayed umot, ebayed, that there were psulim and they got lost, but she must say, the taka were no psulim. And the reason why that happened was the reason why it still permits me to remain with you. Okay?
Does it do him any good regarding the ksuba, or not paying the
ksuba? Excuse me?
Does it do him any good making his claim?
Yeah, the pnei moshe brings down it. Once we believe him vis-a-vis himself that he has to divorce her, we also believe him to cause it to lose the ksuba. Unless you can directly address the issue of Pesach Pasuach. Yes.
eBay is a direct denial.
Right. And that's bad. Okay, because she has to address the Pesach Pasuach issue.
And eBay is not...
No, because she's just saying that you're lying or you're wrong. She has to be able to say you're right, but this is the answer why it's like that. Okay? So, Hachid Marnei Menes. I have a question. Here it says she's believed, right? Ron Gamliel and Rabbi Lezer say she's believed, right? V'acha itmar. Really, the Gemara explains it right here. I forgot, the Gemara itself explains it. Hachi itmar nemenes. Here it says but she's believed, but she says, Mishir Ostayin Enasti. V'acha itmar enanemes. Here it says she doesn't believe, but she says, Ivein Umotso. So it says more, Taman, you have a place? Taman, you should name Moidi, Mishir Shapesa Basuach. Where they both admit that the Pesach was open, just she can answer that's the only case we believe her, not where there's a direct contradiction between what he's saying and what she's saying. Okay. Now we have an interesting comparison here. Hoyu Bamumin. Turns out she was disfigured. And this is of course carefully hidden up by the Shadchanim, hidden by the Shadchanim, right? They let on of this. And they found the woman in her father's house. Now she's already betrothed, but there was no nisuin yet. The father's being a raya that they happened after the betrothal, not before. Why? Because otherwise they say kanimta kanhoya. If they were found in the father's house, be some they happened on the father's watch, and therefore it's a mekachtos. The kedusha is null and void, right? Rabbi Lezer shor Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Lezer asked Rabbi Yochanan very interesting. Oh. But the important thing is, the Kilian Ephraim says, the important thing is the end of the Braisa. The end of the Braisa there says, the end of the Mishnah says, Nichlin Salushus Abal Habal Tzarech Lavi Raya. What happens? He only found the moon once he brought her home. You know, he brought her home and found that she had some strange deformation. So at that point, he loses. He's got to bring a proof that the moon was here even when she was in her father's house. Because otherwise, you say, also, Kan Nimtza Kan Hoya was found in his house. It's his on his watch. And if a mum, of course, develops in a woman after marriage, it's too late to cancel the marriage. So if it's found in the father's house, we assume it happened before the betrothal, and the betrothal is null and void. And he has, if she, the father wants to sustain the betrothal, he has to bring a proof. If we find it after the nisuin, and it's in his, the chosin's house, we assume it's the chosin's problem, and the chosin had to bring a proof that it's there before in order to try and cancel the marriage.
Even though it's obvious that this is a pre-existing condition, I mean, he brings her home and there's a scar that looks like it's been healed.
That's okay. That I guess we probably would say, but that's not talking about that kind of moon. Talking about the type of moon which can develop on the spot. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, it says the Gemara. I have a question. That which says over there that she's believed if they find it in the husband's house to say it's new. So it's not like Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Lezer, not like Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Lezer, Shua, Rabbi Yochanan, Masnis, and Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer. It sounds like that Mishnah is a little like Rabbi Gamliel, like Rabbi Lezer. The low Rabbi Shua, not like Rabbi Shua, because like Rabbi Shua, we say we don't believe her. So then he should be believed to say it was there before. Armelezi said, no, Divra Kofi. It's different. Everybody agrees. Shani Mumin. Mumin are different. Shadak only Volate. Did you done Marv yet, all of you?
Yeah.
Did you done Marv? Because Marv is now. Shani Mumin Shadakli Volate. Mumin, even Rabbi Lezer would concede that we can be Mipi Anuchayim, that we can listen. I mean, even Rabbi Shul would concede. That Mipi Anuchayim, we can give her credibility and say that it just happened. Because Mumin occurs, you know, spontaneously any time. So therefore, it could have just happened recently, right? Okay. So, says the Gemara, Amrei B'Yisrael, he said, Mekamadnan, before we had this discussion, Chame Rabban, and I saw the rabbis, Medamu Mulin L'Psulin. They made a comparison between Mulin and P'sulin. Ilan Yafin Min Alein, they learned parameters of this from that, then Yafin Alein of that from this. B'Sulin Min Mulin, first up, what do we learn from, how do we learn B'Sulin from a Mulin? Now everybody bangs their head against the wall here. So rather than bang my head against somebody else's wall, I decided to create my own wall upon which to bang my head. Okay, so I'm giving you my pshat in the Gemara, not like any of the Achronim here. Okay, says the Gemara. How do we learn B'Sulin from Mumi? Shim Bo'aleh Oda Bebeisavia. He has related, now the premise which I'm going to put into the Gemara, which is no worse than any of the premise any of the other Achronim put in the Gemara, is that here it's about a katana. Okay, a katana. If he has in Bo'aleh Oda Bebeisavia, he has relations with her, and she's still in her father's house, and she's still a katana. Tzarecha of Lahavi Raya. The father's got to bring proof that it happened after the betrothal, right? Because otherwise we assume it's from before it happened on in his house, Kanim Sakanoya. So we assume that it's his problem, and therefore there's some mekachtos, right? Mumin mibsulim, on the other hand, we learn mumin from bsulim, the other way around. What's mumin mibsulim? She'im nodula mumin, saving mishinich nasolu rishuso. Now, she got mumin, and we're not sure when the mumin came. We taka don't know, because we found the mumin in a way where it's unclear what happened on the father's watch or on the husband's watch, right? In that case, and here, she claims, she's a gdoila, and she says, bari, that happened when I was in his house. Now, ketana has no bari, right? She can't claim she's a ketana. Her father has no bari, because he doesn't know, because he's not the girl. So therefore, if he wants to claim that it didn't happen in his house, that even though it happened in his house, it happened only after the betrothal, and it's the groom's problem, so he's got to bring a proof. But now we're talking about a case where she's a gdola, and she could tie in a bari. She says, I know when I got the movement. And then, even if it's in the case where we're not sure, because it's a suffix, so habal, sorech levi raya, the baal's got to fend off her bari. Okay, so we learned what actually came out is we learned besulim from mumin, that by mum we're usually talking about a case where there's no bari because the father's talking on behalf of his daughter, and therefore a case also by besulim where the father's talking on behalf of his daughter, there's no bari. He can't say misha nis arsa in there. What's the word? Misha nis arsa. That she was raped after the Ersin, because he has to bring a proof for that. He's not a bari. How is he supposed to know? So that's how we learn Basulim from Mumin. And how we learn Mumin from Basulim, that just like Basulim, where she's an adult and she claims bari, our Mishnah says we give her the power of credibility. So to by Mumin, if she claims bari, we give her the power of credibility as well. Okay? So then the Baal would have to for it. I mean, Elaine, Besulin or Besulin, and this is, Mina Besulin, this is the Gemara just expounds on how we find that out. We see that from Besulin. We learn out this case from Besulin. Besulin, v'chi batlu, lo v'esavia batlu, by Besulin, even though she lost the Besulin in her father's house, because on the wedding night, he finds she's not a Besula, right? Nevertheless, Vatamar about circle of right, you say when she's a bari, the husband's gotta bring the proof. So to by Mumin, so ko about, so ko like vacha, about circle of Iraya, or the husband's bringing a proof her bari is inaccurate. So the bottom line comes out, and we learn that where she's a bari, we believe her, even if they're even though it seems like the questionable whether in fact it happened on the husband's watch. Maybe it happened on the father's watch or on the fiance's own watch. Nevertheless, by Bari, we give her the credibility. That's how we learn out Bumin from Basulin, and we learn out Basulin from Mumin that where she can't say anything because she's a Ktana, and the father is also not a Bari, he's a Shema, so then we don't give credibility to her or to her father unless they have ample proof. Okay? Let's go a little bit further because we started late. Humas Mukas Eitzani. She says, by the way, tomorrow night there's no yeshiva, so we don't have to learn here. Up to you guys. We'll talk about it later. Human is Mukas Eitzani. She says, he wants to learn here. if you come, if it's here, I'm taking it here. We'll do what it takes. Human is Mukas Eitzani. She says, and Mukas Eitz. Okay?
Yeah, I'll be here. Yeah.
Human is Mukas Eitz. She says, it comes after the wedding night, and he says, dear, I didn't find any basulim last night. So, in any event, she says, Mukas Eitzani, I lost them through accident with a baseball bat. V'hu amer loki el drusa shishat, or hockey stick, more appropriate, I guess. V'hu amer loki el drusa shishat, he says, no, you had relations with somebody. Now, he's not trying to asser her upon himself. He's just trying to get out paying ksuva, right? She's believed to say Mukas Eitzani, and therefore she continues, she gets her ksuva. Rabbi Yeshua Mer Lomi Pi Anochayim, we don't believe her. She's a drusa. She would assume that she doesn't get her ksuva. She had relations with a man. Achtavi Raya until she brings a proof.
But he makes himself usher to her by making that claim, doesn't
No, he claims it was before we got married. Now, actually, the problem in Mishnah is the Mishnah doesn't specify amounts, so that's what the one is going to get into. Amar Elazar said, "The Rav Meir he." Our Mishnah is like Rav Meir. The Rav Meir Omer Mukaseitz Suvasa Masayim. The reason the Rav Meir says Mukaseitz gets a full ksuva, that's what she's claiming, and he only wants to give her 100. So that's the machlokas. Rav Gamliel said she gets 200. Rabbi Elazar said, Rav Gamliel said she gets 200. Rabbi Shua said she only gets 100. Amar Rabbi Yisrael said, "Vavin Savrin Meimar." We wanted to say it slightly differently. We wanted to say that if a woman was married as a basula, she was assumed to be a basula, and then she's found to be a ba'ula, so she gets $100, like we said at the beginning of the night. And our mission story about where he didn't know that she was a ba'ula, and therefore it must be that if you take a woman who is a basula, assumed to be a basula, and then you find she's a mukaseit, so according to Mayor, she gets $200 opposed to $100. That's the machlokas. So she normally, she should get $100 if she was a drusa sish. But she claims she's a mukaseit and therefore she should get $200 like her mayor. So the Gemara is postulating that she's believed. And that's what he's about to explain. What's the machlokas? We assume she was a mukaseit. I'm sorry. Which she was assumed to have been a mukaseit since she got married. Haven't said, means this is our hava mina, and actually we're going to reject it. That's how we thought originally, when a man rabbanon argue about the size of the ksuva of mukaseit, b'shekinsa b'cheskas mukaseit, when you marry her, assuming that she's a mukaseit, so then it's not knowing that she's a mukaseit, so the mayor says she still gets $200, and rabbanon say only $100. But we thought erroneously, as it turns out, if you married her assuming she's a psula, v'nimtas mukaseit, it turns out, surprise, she's a mukaseit, after a mayor mode, even a mayor can see she only gets $100. But our Mishnah proves that premise is incorrect. From now which you learned our Mishnah, she's saying, no, I'm a mukaseit. And he says, no, you were had a relationship with a man. So what? If she anyway goes down to $100 because she didn't tell him ahead of time she was a mukaseit, so what's the machlokas in our Mishnah, right? Hadamaras, this teaches us, since there's a machlokas which she's claiming, machlokas between him and her, which she's claiming she was a mukaseit, even though she didn't praise him this ahead of time. Adamar teaches us, Afilu kitza b'cheskas b'sula. Even a married woman, assuming she's a b'sula, v'nim says mukaseitz, and it turned out she's a mukaseitz, he a machlokas. There too we have machlokas, Remeir Rabbanan. Remeir says she gets $200, Rabbanan says she gets only $100. Now, Rabbi Yirmiyah has a slightly different version. He says, if you marry a woman, well, not slightly, significantly different, you marry a woman assuming she's a psula, and it turns out she's a mukaseitz, then even a mayor agrees she gets $100. She goes down. However, and here's where he differs significantly with Rabbi Yossi, if you marry a woman assuming she was a psula, and it turns out she was a ba'ula, zilch. Arguing on our premise from before. And that's how Rabbi Yirmiyah interprets the discussion of Gemara. Rabbi Yirmiyah Shem Rabbi Zira says, Lo market. He didn't say like Rabbi Yossi. Eliyomes mukaseitz ani. She says, I'm a mukaseitz. Uksuvasa. Her ksuva is it should be mana, not Muslim. Ksuva is $100. Vuomer, and that's what she's saying. No, she's fighting, not for $200. She's fighting for $100. Vuomer, he's saying, no, Lokio Jusa Sishat. You're Jusa Sish. V'ein lachalai klum. And I don't know you a thing. So according to Rabbi Yossi, we had before, the machlokes where she get 200 or 100. According to Rabbi Yirmiyah, the machlokes she get 100 or nothing, right? So again, what the Gemara has to worry about. If we're talking about where she married her, assuming that she's a psula, that she comes out to be mukaseitz. So after a mayor, moida. So then what is, according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, even a mayor could see that she downgrades to 100. And we assume that at the time of the marriage she was a mukaseitz. Venin says mukaseitz, and she's found to be a mukaseitz. Now, the Gemara is actually being preposterous here. The Gemara knows it. What do you mean? If he marries her mukaseitz, he found she's mukaseitz. How do you know she's mukaseitz? There's more. Nikro v'pes basur ben be'etz ben be'odam. If you know what does the husband know? If it happened to be by a hockey stick or it happened by somebody else having relations with her. So therefore, says the Gemara, Mamanafshach. Why, how could she, if he married assuming she's a psula and she's found to be a mukaseitz, or he married assuming she's a mukaseitz and found she's a mukaseitz, no matter what, a ksuva's $100, right? How is he going to prove that she was Drusa's age to downgrade her to zero, right? So Rabbi Yirmiyah, so in any event, the Gemara never answers this question. But that's the bottom line. Rabbi Yirmiyah says that she's trying to save $100, and he's trying to make her lose that $100. How does he know? The Gemara says, I don't know how he knows, but he claims he knows. Rabbi Yirmiyah is there, Lua Marken, he argues on both of them. He says, our mission is talking about something else altogether. He says, Elohim Mers Mukaseitz, honey. She says, Elohim Mukaseitz. Kenit Nesimach, and I told you ahead of time, dear. Don't you remember I told you I'm Mukaseitz? Vuomer says, no. Loki Elohim Sishat, Lois Nesimach Klum. No, you never told me anything of the sort. And you never made any condition with me. You never told me anything ahead of time. I just assumed you're a Besula. So that's the Machlokas. In that case, who do we believe? And we say, according to Rabbi Zira, we say, she should have made a condition if she was a mukaseitz. Talk of a woman is a mukaseitz, she gets $100. But she should have made a condition and told him about it. And then she does get $100. If she just deceives him and doesn't say anything ahead of time, she only gets zero, according to Rabbi Zira. So that's machlokas, did she say anything ahead of time or not?
Right. What'd she do? Write in the
ksuva? Yeah, write in the ksuva. Mukaseitz, we do that nowadays. If a woman's not a basulta, they don't write basulta in the document. They write either, if they're really crass, some people are, they write ba'ulta. Usually they'll write just itasa, which means woman. But if a woman's not a basulta, you don't write basulta in the ksuva. There are those who pass in, although it's a minority opinion, but it is done sometimes, that even a woman is not a basulta, you can write basulta. And he's saying, I'm willing to commit to her as if she's a psula, even though she's not. But Lamaisa, Bederach Klal, we don't do that. Bederach Klal, we write Itasa or Beulta. There's even one nusach, I forget what they write, something very degrading. They write like zonoto, I mean, or something like that.
And this is her first marriage.
Her first marriage, yeah, because she depends on her history beforehand. Okay, bottom line, there was a big machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yirmiyahu. Rabbi Yossi says, you doubt if a woman was assumed to be a psula and she found to be a bula, you downgrade by 100, but 100 she does get. And so he said at the beginning of the evening, which I wonder if that was actually Rabbi Yossi. I remember that was actually Yossi. And Rabbi Yirmiyahu argues, he says, no, if a woman was assumed to be, yeah, the Takis Rabbi Yossi on Hayimanaf, who said that at the beginning of the evening. It's the same Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yirmiyahu argues that Rabbi Yirmiyahu holds no. If a woman was married as a psul, soon to be a psul, and she was a ba'ula, she downgrades to nothing. If she's a mukase, she downgrades only to 100. But if she's a ba'ula, she downgrades to nothing. Okay? Alright, let's just go a little bit further. Ruma de Besi Mecha, they said the similar idea. They saw it schmoozing with somebody. And they said, Mati Moshe, who's this guy? Ish Ploni Bekoinu. So-and-so is a Kohen. No, it's a Kosher Kula. Go. Now, we're coming here, let's read that man, she's believed. Shomer Lo Pian Ruchayim, we don't believe it. Arei Becheskes Bula Nosin Ula Mamzer. We assume that the guy who she was consorting with was a Nosin or a Mamzer, Apostle of Kohen, Ashtavi Ra'elet Vorea, and in fact, therefore she cannot marry a Kohen. She's not going to marry a Kohen because, we assume that he was not a good guy. Mamadah Beres, doesn't matter what's talking. Why can't she talk to anybody she wants? Niveles. It's a euphemism. Means she had relations. For Lamatz Nina Medaberes, Lashon Naki Rabbi Yoimer. Next word, Naki, superfluous. Rabbi spoke in a clean language, but it means what you thought it means. And we'll stop here for this evening.